to count. Kylie and Zoe came out of their classroom. They looked at all the children who were playing outside. "I want to go and play by the trees," said Zoe, "but we can't." "No," said Kylie, "when we go past the wall, some big girls jump up at us, and I will always get scared," said Zoe. "Let's just stay here and play." "I can't see the girls today," said Kylie. "We could try and get past the wall, but they will be hiding behind it and waiting for us," said Zoe. "When we go get there, they will jump out at us." "No, they won't," said Kylie. "They are not always there." Zoe and Kylie walked slowly over to the wall. Then they saw one of the girls looking around it. Kylie and Zoe stopped. The big girls were hiding behind the wall. "Let's go back to our room," said Zoe. Just then, Miss Bell came walking past. As she got to the end of the wall, the big girls jumped out. They got a prize when they saw a teacher. Miss Bell got a prize too. She was very cross with the big girls. "Come here, all of you," she said. "That was a very silly thing to do. You could have hurt someone." The girls looked at Miss Bell. "Sorry," she said, but Miss Bell was still cross. "Now stay away from here," she said. "I don't want to tell you again. You must never jump out like that." Kylie and Zoe started to laugh. The big girls looked so funny when they saw Miss Bell, said Kylie. "Yes," said Zoe, "and now they will never jump out at us again. Thank you, goodbye."